Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room, for those that are listening on the phone, on the radio, and later on the recording. Blessed Sabbath to each and every one on this September 17, 2016. This is lesson 196, chapter 41, entitled The Crisis in Galilee, part 7. The opening scripture song to our study today is taken from the book of Jude, verses 24-25.
Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, but now one for.
If we could all kneel and bow our heads and our hearts and come humbly before our Godhead. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be your precious name. Lord Jesus, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us safely throughout another week, dear Father God. Please, Lord, I pray that you forgive us for our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings, anything that we have done in this body, known and unknown. I pray, Lord, that you guide us and protect us throughout this blessed Sabbath day. Send your heavenly angels and your Holy Spirit to be among each and every one of us, dear Father God. Please give us the spirit of understanding and spiritual discernment so that we may receive your words of truth and inspiration, dear Father God. Let not the words be fallen on deaf ears and deaf hearts, dear Father God, but I pray that we really truly understand these words, meditate on them, and materialize them in our lives. Please be with our speakers, dear Father God. Please be with each and every one of the members that are here, and for those that are listening over the phone, and for those that will listen at a later time. Thank you for all that you have done and all that you will continue to do in our lives. In no other name than Jesus I pray. Amen.
Welcome to all the family that are just joining us. We have just begun our study. The opening scripture of our study today is taken from the book of John, chapter 8, verse 12, from the King James Version, and it reads, Then speak Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. This Sabbath, boys and girls, we will continue with part 7 of our lesson entitled, The Crisis in Galilee, in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, Babala.
Desire of Ages, Isaiah chapter 53, verse 3. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. John chapter 6, verse 66. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him.
John 6:67. Then said Jesus unto the 12, Will ye also go away? John 6:68. Then Simeon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the word of eternal life.
Sabbath blessing, everyone. Continuing John 6:69, and we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. 1 John 5:11, and this is the record that God has given us to us, eternal life, that this life is in his Son. Amen. 1 John 5:12, he that has the Son has life. and he has not the Son of God has not life. John 1 John 5:13. These things I have written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Dear ones, today we will cover pages 392 to 393. If any one of the dear family would like to take the first paragraph, bubble out.
Desire of Ages, page 392. As those disaffected disciples turned away from Christ, a different spirit took control of them. They couldn't see nothing attractive in him whom they had once found so interesting. They sought out his enemies, for they were in harmony with their spirit and work. They misinterpreted his words, falsified his statements, and impugned his motives. They sustained their course by gathering up every item that could be turned against him, and such indignation was stirred up by these false reports that his life was in danger. Desire of Ages, page 392, paragraph 4.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, what happened as does the disaffected disciple turn away from Christ, and what evil did these spirits seek out to do against Christ? If you know the answer to the question, dear one, bubble up.
A different spirit took control of them. They sought out his enemies, for they were in harmony with their spirit and work. They
misinterpreted
his words,
falsified
his statements, and
impugned
his.
Desire of Ages, page 393. The news spread swiftly that by his own confession, Jesus of Nazareth was not the Messiah. And thus in Galilee, the current of popular feeling was turned against him as the year before if he had been in Judea. Alas for Israel, they reject the Savior because they longer for a conqueror who will give them temporal power. They wanted to meet which perish and not which endure into everlasting life. Amen.
Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. Why did Israel at last reject their Messiah? And what kind of meat did they want and didn't want? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones.
The answer is they rejected their Savior because they longed for a conqueror who would give them temporal power, and they wanted the meat which perishes and not that which endures into everlasting life.
Amen. So let's learn our first scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 18 through 19.
As you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things and silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb, without blemish and without spot, and without spot as of a lamb, without blemish and without spot. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, the will, the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb. Without blemish, and without spot, and without spot, consider chapter 1 and the 18th and 19th verses.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the family that are joining us. We are in Desire of Ages, page 393, Babala.
With a yearning heart, Jesus saw those who had been his disciples departing from him, the life and the light of men. The consciousness that has compassion was unappreciated, his love unrequited, his mercy slighted, his salvation rejected, filled him with sorrow that was inexpressible. It was such developments as these that made him a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And on the slide there it says, John chapter 8 verse 12, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And it says here, his salvation unrequited, his mercy slighted, his salvation rejected. Jesus knows your hurt, he feels your pain. And that could be referenced from Matthew chapter 5, verse 4.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, how did Jesus see those who have been his disciple departing from him, the life and the light of man, and what filled him with sorrow that was inexpressible and that made him a man of sorrow acquainted with grief? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones.
Answer is very yearning heart and the
consciousness
that his compassion was unappreciated. His love unrequited, his mercy silenced, his salvation rejected.
Amen. Let's learn another scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 4 through 6.
Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted, but he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah 53, 4 through 6.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us continue in our study.
Desire Ages 393, without attempting to hinder those who were leaving him, Jesus turned to the 12 and said, would ye also go away? Desire Ages 393, paragraph 3. Peter replied by asking, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of life. And he added, and we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. Desire Ages 393, paragraph 4. And on the next, okay, thank you, Rose. And on the next slide, and next to the slide say, and there came a voice from heaven saying, thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Amen. Mark 1:11. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. You are the Word of eternal life. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord indeed, my sister. Question, boys and girls. What did Jesus say without attempting to hinder those who were leaving him? And what did Peter reply? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, of love.
The answer is, will ye also go away? And he replied, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, he added, and we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. Desire pages, page 393. To whom shall we go? The teachers of Israel were slaves to formalism. The Pharisees and Sadducees were in constant contention. To leave Jesus was to fall among sticklers for rites and ceremonies and ambitious men who sought their own glory. The disciples had found more peace and joy since they had accepted Christ than in all their previous lives. Next slide, please. How could they go back to those who had scorned, burned, and persecuted the friend of sinners? They had long been looking for the Messiah. Now he has come, and they could not turn from his presence to turn to those who were hunting his life and persecuting them for becoming his followers. There's Desire Readers, page 293, paragraph 5.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. Why did the disciples utter this question? To whom shall we go? And what did the disciples find in accepting Christ than in all their previous life? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, blah,
the answer is they realized that to leave Jesus was to fall among sticklers for rites and ceremonies, and ambitious men who sought their own glory, for the teachers of Israel were slaves to formalism, and the Pharisees and Sadducees were in constant contention, and the disciples had found more peace and joy.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And that is the same thing that is happening today, dear ones. So let's learn yet another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of John, and it's located in John chapter 8, verse 31 through 32.
Continue in my word, then I, my disciples indeed, and he shall know the truth, he shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free, and the truth shall make you free.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us continue.
Desire Ages 393. To whom shall we go? Not from the teaching of Christ. His lesson of love and mercy to the dark and unbelief and the wicked of the world. While the Savior was forsaken by many who are witnesses his wonderful work, Peter expressed the faith of the disciple. Thou art the Christ. The every thought of losing the anchor of a soul filled them with fear and pain. To be destitute of the Savior was to be adrift on the dark and stormy sea. Desire Ages 393, paragraph 6. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We have our last question there, one. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddy. What statement did Peter say that expressed the faith of the disciple why the Savior was forsaken by many who had witnessed his wonderful works? And why was this Peter's thought? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
Thou art that Christ, the very thought of losing
this anchor
of their souls filled them with fear and pain
to be destitute
of a savior was to be adrift on the dark and stormy sea.
Amen. Good job. Let's learn our last scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Job, chapter 28, verse 28.
Good morning, boys and girls. From Mena, Arkansas, comes this story time for the September 17, 2016. Changing us from sinners to saints. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. That means let's talk things over. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Now you may wonder, as I used to, why that says that way. Well, as you study the Bible, find out that very often a statement is repeated in different words. Scarlet and red. Snow and wool. God, He is clothed with power. He is able to take those who are dead in trespasses, that means to violate any known rule or duty. They are dead in trespasses and sins, that means to break one of God's commandments. Your mom and daddy can tell you what the commandments are. Ask them to help you memorize them. And by the operation or work of the Holy Spirit, which raised Jesus from the dead, transformed or changed the human character. Bringing back to the soul the lost image of God. That is sinlessness. Those who believe in Jesus Christ are changed from being rebels or disobedient children, but rebels against the law of God, into obedient servants and subjects of his kingdom. Though they are born again, regenerated or made over, sanctified or made like Jesus, with the truth. The world is to see God in his followers. Life and immortality, that means you never die, are brought to light or shown through those who are one with God in Christ. It is our privilege, we're allowed, to have the spirit of light and knowledge, that is, the wisdom of heaven. All who have this spirit, in whatever position they may be placed, the highest or the lowest place of service, will reveal in their work the power of this light and knowledge. Constantly, or again and again, we behold him who lived among men a life of perfect obedience. The more closely we behold him or look at him, the more nearly we shall resemble or look like him in character, and the greater will be our efficiency in working for others. Efficiency means we'll be able to work better for Jesus. We shall be lifted far above the trials and perplexities, that big word means things you don't understand, of this life. Self is to be hidden. Christ alone is to appear or be seen, full of grace and truth. Heaven is to begin on this earth, when the Lord's people are filled with meekness, that is, softness of temper, or gentle, and tenderness, that's the way mama treats a baby, they will realize that his banner, or his flag, over them is love, and his fruit, or his actions and words, will be sweet to their taste. People will like the way they act and the words they say. They will make a heaven below in which to prepare for heaven above. He who receives Christ by living faith has a living connection with God. He carries with him an atmosphere or harmony that means they get along well together. And that's the atmosphere of heaven, which is the grace of God, a treasure that the world cannot buy. If you would be a saint in heaven, you must first be a saint on earth. Sons and Daughters of God, page 112. And our memory verse, as it were, for this day. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. That means let's talk things over. Though your sins be scarlet, they shall be as snow. Though they be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Isaiah 1:18. Thank you for listening.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank you so much, dear Brother Dave. Next week, dear ones, we will end with part 8 of our study entitled The Crisis in Galilee of our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the little ones, mommies and daddies, would like to have closing prayer, babola.
If we could kneel and bow our heads in our hearts, our Father, we thank you for what we are to have this opinion. We thank you for having the Spirit to make us up this morning. We thank you for having the Spirit to have in the middle of us today. The words of our thoughts, the drama, and the words of our spirits. We thank you for the Spirit to be able to make us at the 5 in the morning. Yes, we are excited. Be thankful for the Lord to be here with us. Yes, we are excited to know what's true and what's best and what is right for you. Make us be excited. For all the women that may be able to us, love and glory. Make us be able to always use help for the women that we have. Let us be able to see it. Make us be able to show mercy, compassion, and love for another.
for deep dream. You very smell today. Our boxes are on the Always ask
Amen. Dear ones, next Sabbath, by God's grace, will be September 24, 2016. We will end with part 8 in our study, The Crisis in Galilee, in chapter 41. We hope and pray that all of the dear families and the children were blessed. And thank you for participating in the reading. And we have also prepared activity for the whole family to enjoy and continue this precious dialogue of Christ and being acquainted with his sorrow in the state of sorrow for soul, that we may be able to share the message with anyone that come in contact with us. And may you all have a blessed rest of this Sabbath, and God bless each and every one. Have a blessed and peaceful Sabbath, dear ones.